It's you again. What'd you do this time, huh? You don't know. Are you sure? Listen, I'm tired of your bullshit, all right? And first off, get your ass up when I'm talking to you. What? Oh, I think I'll speak however I want, sir. This is my class, in case you forgot. No, you can't do the same. Not fair. Well, guess what? Life is not fair. No, listen. I don't want to argue with you right now, kid. I gave you a chance to explain yourself, but now I'll talk. Look, you're not a child anymore, all right? You're an adult. I understand you're still a teenager. You just turned 18, like, what, a few months ago? I get it. You're technically still growing up. You still want to have fun, be a goofball, and impress your friends. I get it. I've been there too, believe it or not. But guess what? Society doesn't care about any of that. In society's eyes, you're a fully grown adult who should be taking care of his own business already. So, let me ask you a question. What will you do if you get kicked out of school? Are you going to go work a job that barely pays the bills? Or are you going to be at your parents' house and continue wasting your time doing useless things for God knows how much longer? What are you going to do if your parents die tomorrow and you have no job? Are you going to be homeless? Anything can happen these days. A car crash, a terrorist attack, anything. We hear about stuff like this every single day on the news. Now look, I'm not saying any of this will happen, but those are the questions you just have to ask yourself in your current situation. Life is not a video game. You don't have a reset option or multiple lives. You only have one, and it's up to you how you want to live it. It's time to wake up and start actually thinking about the future a little bit and stop expecting that everything you want will just easily come to you in times like this. Because believe me, it won't. You'll have to work for it, just like you'll have to work to pass my class. And I don't want you to fail. I know it may seem like it, but I really don't. Look, you might be annoying and arrogant at times, but at the end of the day, everyone deserves a chance, right? Plus, just the fact that you listened to me all this time and kept quiet like I told you to shows me that you're probably not a lost case. Yet. I'm actually quite positive that we can still fix your issues before it's too late. But before I even explain what you can do, are you even interested? Do you want to pass my class? Or do you just want to give up? You do want to pass my class. Okay, that's good to hear. Now look, this is math. You've failed a whole semester already, and you have way too much to catch up on now. There's no way you're going to keep up with the information in this semester if you don't know anything from the past semester. In math, a lot of things are connected to each other, and coming from different, previous learned stuff as it gets more and more advanced and complicated. A lot of the new stuff will just look like a mess to you. Look, I'm not saying you can't learn the most important stuff now and pass the tests, but you know, I have my doubts. So what are you supposed to do? Well, you're not exactly supposed to, but you can do something different. Something for me. It's not school related, and it should be something I'd expect a boy of your age to be at least half decent at. You confused? Don't worry. I'll explain in a minute. But first of all, Tell me, do you find me attractive? Don't think about why I'm asking. Just answer. No, this is not a stupid teacher trick or anything. I just want to know. Just tell me. Am I sexy to you? Come on. What's the matter? You're always the one to not give a fuck in my class. Where's that attitude now, hey? Perhaps you're just afraid to hear what I think about you afterwards, Come on, it's a quick yes or no. Do I look good? There you go. Was it really that hard? To be honest, I already knew I was because I hear the students talking as I walk by. They think I never do, but my ears are always wide open. Sometimes I purposefully choose a certain path just to see how every guy freezes, to take a look at me and whisper something to their friends. You know, whether it's comments about my outfit, hair, or shape, it always makes my day 100 times better. I don't mind even the little nastier comments like talking about wanting to fuck me from behind and whatnot. It's still great to hear. For a woman like me, it's important to hear those things from time to time, you know? But anyways, okay, I went on a little rant there. The point is that I know. I know I'm the hottest teacher in the school. The youngest and the baddest MILF that everyone wants to smash. But I just wanted to check if you're just as confident when it comes to talking to women, or if you're just a poser in the class. And unfortunately, it looks like you are in fact just a poser. A cute one, though. And that's the only reason. Well, I'll let you slide with that. You know, I have to admit, as much as I like for a man to be confident and dominant, I kind of like nervous and experienced guys too sometimes. It's a nice switch and it's usually fun to challenge myself and see if I can make them comfortable or teach them something. With you, though, it'll be a little different. I want to stress the living hell out of you. Because, you know, there needs to be at least some kind of punishment for your awful, awful behaviour in my class. And I won't help you relax. I'll just command you to do things for my pleasure. I'll watch you struggle as you're trying to impress me. And impressing me is not an easy task. Let me tell you that. What's that? Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe math is not the only thing you're absolutely horrible at. After all that sex talk, you still haven't guessed where I'm going with it? I thought it was quite obvious. Since I already said you won't be able to catch up with this semester's material. I'm talking about you getting on your knees, crawling over to me, right under my desk, between my beautiful legs, and getting me off with your wet tongue. As a start, if you want to pass my class and not get kicked out of the school, that is. Surprised? What did you think I meant when I said you could do something different earlier? Am I serious? Of course I am. What do you think? Trust me, I've never been more serious than I am right now. Why I want you to do those things? Because I want it. I've been working all day and I just want to come. It's as simple as that. Plus, Don't tell your naughty classmates, but I'm a little bit of an info. I need to come every few hours or I go crazy, and having someone handy to work that pussy for me every day would be great. And you look great, so I definitely wouldn't mind your daily and hourly services. So what do you say, huh? You want to be my pet? In exchange for good grades, of course. Oh yeah, I can get you good grades without a problem. It's easy to manipulate those papers. And if you don't believe me, just think about how all of the dumbest girls in our school never got into any trouble and passed the classes with no problems. Do you really think they sat at home and studied for hours, instead of spending hours in the bathroom getting ready for a party? I've myself caught a few of them sucking off a teacher's dick in the toilets. You can do the same. You can suck and lick my pussy. Come on. Make a decision already. You know the detention time is limited in our school, right? You've only got about, only 15 minutes left. What? Is there something else you can do to pass my class other than getting me off? Of course not. Because I'm fucking horny. That's why. Oh, stop whining. Do you know how many studs would die to have the chance I'm giving you? Not only would they be eating my pussy like a good little puppy, but they'd even kiss my legs, thighs, neck, and much more, just to hear me purr in their ear and make me proud. They would love to just touch me. You get to lick me, and you're complaining. What's that? Oh, so you're nervous, eh? All right. I promise I won't judge you so hard. Just come here already. You know, there's not much time left, right? So come on. Get down on your knees. I'll guide you. No, nobody will walk in on us. Actually, hold on. There. I locked the door. All right. Now that I'm back on this chair, I'm just going to put one leg up on the desk. Just like this. Look. Can you see my panties under this short skirt now? It'll be easy. I'll just pull my panties to the side a little bit. And you can just go right in with your tongue. Look. Look how pretty and wet my pussy is. The pussy that all your friends want so badly. You can't tell me you don't want to just... taste it. Or even just... put your hands and fingers on it. Come on. I'm so fucking horny right now. Please. Forget about the school issues even. Fuck that. Forget I'm your teacher. Just look at me as the hot milf from your wet dreams. And let's have some fun. Yeah. I promise I'll be gentle with you. Come on. That's it. Right on your knees. Finally. Now, crawl over to me. Closer. Closer, big boy. Closer. Just a little bit more. There you go. Hello. Now, get under the desk like I said I wanted you earlier. Oh, yes, that's how I want you. That's exactly where I want my new pet to kneel. Just be careful with the cables and stuff, okay? I don't want to have to get a new computer set up. I like this one so far. Okay. My legs are spread for you, and I have my panties pulled to the side. I don't have to tell you what to do now, do I? Get to work, pet. Right here. That's it. You stick out your pretty tongue for me and taste me. That's what I'm talking about. There you go, pet. You don't mind me calling you pet all the time, right? Of course you don't. You don't have a say here, anyway. Just listen and obey. That'll be your new job and hobby from now on. Right? Wait, stop. I want you to look up at me from down there, too. Yeah, like that. I want to see those beautiful eyes as you're eating me out. Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah. Oh, keep looking at me. Keep looking at me like that. Yes. That's a good boy. Good puppy. Your tongue feels so good. You don't mind me running my fingers through your soft hair, do you? So good, pet. Keep going. You may just make me come. Oh, wow, yeah. You pull on those pussy limbs. That's it. Suck that pussy for me. Oh, fuck. Right there, that feels really good. Oh, don't stop. You keep working with that tongue until I squirt cum all over that pretty red face of yours. I'm gonna come for you so hard. Come. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, that was good. Oh, very good, actually. Oh, good job, pet. Good job. Now get up. Oh no, we aren't done. We haven't even started yet. That was just foreplay. Now I want your dick. Shh, 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 shh. No complaining. Come on. Move faster. We've only got about 10 minutes left now. Yeah. You sit on the chair. Yes, I allow you to sit on it. Good. Now let me get on my knees for you. Take your dick out for me. Oh my God. Is this your first time for real? Why? Because your hands are trembling. Don't get me wrong, it's adorable, but I only want to taste your cock. It's not a big deal. So just take it out. Ah, there you go. That's a really nice cock. Looks yummy. Maybe I'll just have a lick first. Actually, maybe I'll take a few. Look, I covered your shaft in my saliva. You want more of it, don't you? Just be honest. Nobody's watching. I knew it. You secretly have a little crush on me, just like all the other students, eh? Well, since you pleased me earlier, I suppose I can please you for a little bit. And deliver my special blowjob technique. A technique that I only use on my boyfriends. You know. An extra sloppy, spit-drooling blowjob. You want it? I love how your cock just got harder. Right in front of me. It's gonna make it even better to suck. Already. Licking my lips. I like to think of a cock as a candy or a lollipop. And yours just looks like the sweetest one. I have a strong feeling you're going to pass this class with no problem. Got me drooling at all. Can I have it? Please. Wait, what am I saying? Give it to me. Your head tastes like it's made of sugar. I want more. Fuck. Enough of the tease. I want to swallow this thing. Let me see those balls too. We're gonna get all of that cum from these two. All of it. I hope you're not close yet, though, are you? Because I want you to bend me over this desk and fuck the shit out of me in a second. So don't come. Got it? All right, get up. Come on. We've got about 5 minutes left now, so move quicker. Here, help bend over on this desk and lift my skirt up. Like this, see? Come here and fuck me, doggy style. Come on. Stick it in, big boy. Show me what you're made of. Show me that you're worth my time and ultimately convince me to let you pass my class. Do it. Yeah, that's it. Shove your whole dick into me. Now. I'm tired of waiting. Fuck, yes, that's it. Fuck me. Now, fuck me. Come on. Do it. Thrust in and out of me. Really? That's all you got? Yeah? Fuck me hard. Harder, goddammit. I'm not one of those little 18-year-olds in your class. Yeah, my pussy can take a harder beating. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. No one will hear us. Just stop worrying. Just fuck. Do it. Honestly, I don't care if someone hears us. They won't do shit. You just focus on fucking me. Do it. Fuck. Yes, that's it. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, God. You're such a big boy, aren't you? Yeah? My little pet? Hey? You gonna do it? You gonna get me there? You gonna make me come? Yeah, I can feel it. You're getting close, aren't you? I'm getting closer, too. So let's try and come together. Fuck, yes. Don't stop pounding my pussy. Just keep thrusting in and out of me as fast and as hard as you can until you come deep inside me. Yeah, I want your deep load inside my wet cunt. That's it. Keep it. Here it comes. Here it comes. I'm so close, baby. I'm so close. Are you going to come too? Don't you hold back. Just do it. Let's come together. Ready? 3, 2... One! Do it! Come in me! Oh, God, fuck, yes! Oh, I can feel so much calm deep inside me. That was fun. Now remember, just because you fucked me doesn't mean I'm your friend now or anything. Got it? In my class, I want you to behave, all right? Outside of my class, we can fool around all we want. But in class, you're just a regular student to me. Remember that. If you can keep our secret and be my good pet and do everything I say, I'll get you good grades. And if you don't, I'll get you kicked out. You understand? Understand? Okay, good. Now pull your pants back up. You're free to go. Tomorrow, however, I'll need you more than just one time. Not that it's a problem, Ryan. Though, yeah? Good boy. See you tomorrow then.